Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, police use special powers to control behaviour in a village near Petersfield. Petersfield could get another drive-through restaurant. There's new hope for people in Petersfield who struggle to get a mobile phone signal. And if you're thinking of getting back into work or making a change to your working arrangements, we'll highlight some job opportunities open this week around the Petersphere when I have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Another 7 tonnes of aid has been dropped by UK force into Gaza as part of ongoing airlift relief efforts. Over the last week, 40 pallets of aid have been supplied by parachute into the Palestinian territory. Calculations by the Royal College of Emergency Medicine suggest more than 250 patients a week may have died needlessly in England last year due to very long waits in A&E for a hospital bed. The government say they're working as quickly as they can to compensate wrongly convicted sub-postmasters. The Business Secretary, Kevin Holyrake, has given an update.
The people with convictions, the most serious cases, about 700 of them, were overturning by legislation, which we'd never done before in Parliament. And that would happen by July, which means money can start flowing to those people, back to those people, by August and beyond that.
Labour will not reduce the new entitlement to free childcare across England if it wins the next general election. Shadow Cabinet Office Minister Nick Thomas-Simmons says Labour wants to make sure that places are available for parents to make use of the expanded offer of childcare for working families across England. The scheme, which came into effect on Monday, offers working parents with two-year-olds 15 hours of government-funded childcare. New figures from the Home Office suggest more than 5,000 migrants have now crossed English Channel this year. Provisional figures show a total of 791 made the crossing on Saturday and Sunday. The previous record high figure for January to March was in 2022, when 4,548 made the journey. There were just under 3,800 arrivals in the first quarter of last year. Two neighbouring villages in Leicester have competed against each other in an annual Easter sporting tradition known as bottle kicking. The contest between Hallerton and Medbourne takes place every Easter Monday, and participants compete to bring a wooden barrel of beer across a boundary stream in their respective village. And the Met Office is warning of unsettled weather over the next few days, with rain, sunny spells and increasingly strong winds towards the end of the week. Forecasters say rain and wind will continue across the UK this week. It comes after wetter than average March, the first month of meteorological spring. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jules Eastbridge.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Stephen Martin at Petersfield's Shine Radio. Police have used special powers to control behaviour in a village near Petersfield. Officers issued a dispersal order in Clanfield after what they call several incidents of antisocial behaviour at the weekend. Shine Radio's Ian Crossman reports from inside the affected zone.
Local residents reported unruly behaviour by teenage children and graffiti sprayed on the road. The dispersal order allows police to keep people out of the area for up to 2 days if they believe they have committed antisocial behaviour or are likely to. The area affected includes New Road, parts of Green Lane, Drift Road and residential areas around those streets. Officers ask parents to be aware of where their children are and what they are up to.
And there was trouble in Petersfield town centre on Sunday night. Planters were smashed on the high street and an ornamental street lamp torn down in Page's Court. If you have any information for the police, call 101 and say you heard this appeal today on Petersfield's Shine Radio. Petersfield could get another drive-through restaurant. With the details, here's Phil Humphreys.
Developers want to introduce two new units on land opposite McDonald's. The proposal is for a coffee shop and a sandwich outlet, but if approved, it could become a location for KFC. The fried chicken business has been looking for an appropriate site in Petersfield for years, but the development faces an uphill struggle to gain planning permission. Petersfield Town Council says the proposal doesn't fit our town's neighbourhood plan, and it doesn't think it protects what it calls the residential amenity of nearby properties. Meanwhile, the South Downs National Park Authority has said the idea has the potential to make a significant impact on the park. It only trusts itself to make a decision and has stopped the District Council from being involved.
There's new hope for people in Petersfield who struggle to get a mobile phone signal. Geoff Lacey has more.
The eastern side of Petersfield is notorious for bad signals. People who live on Durford Road, parts of the Herne Farm estate and roads off Rival Moor have been complaining for years. Now, Vodafone has received permission to upgrade its mast at Petersfield Railway Station. The replacement installation will be higher than the last and its signals should travel further. In a statement, Vodafone told us the improvements will bring a stronger signal and faster data speeds for its customers in the area, as well as those using Petersfield Railway Station. It's the second upgrade that's been approved in recent weeks. EE and 3 also have permission to improve their services from a mast at Colliers in Steep.
Now, every week at Shine Radio, we share some job opportunities that have popped up around the local community. Here's Isaac with his pick of the bunch.
Gallery number 30 is looking for a cafe assistant on a wage of £8.60 to £11.70 an hour. You'll be working either or all of the following shifts: Thursday 11.30 till 4.30, Friday 11.30 to 4.30, or Saturday 10.30 till 4.30. Preferably, you have experience in this area. And BDS Northern is looking for a caretaker slash maintenance worker for £14,274 a year. You'll be working part-time on around 20 hours a week on a permanent contract. And finally, M Group Services are looking for a stores person who will help to maintain the highways around East and South Hampshire. You'll receive 25 days of holiday and you must have experience of managing stock.
Isaac there, and we wish him well because Isaac is off on his Duke of Edinburgh expedition in just a few days.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a day of heavy rain changing to cloudy by late morning. Sun rises at 6:37 a.m. and sunset is at 7:39 p.m. Temperatures will reach highs of 12 degrees today. Winds are southwesterly with speeds up to 13 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 10:33 a.m. and high tide of 3.72 metres is at 6:08 p.m. The UV rating is medium. And then into Wednesday, where it will be cloudy changing to light rain by late morning. Have an amazing day.
Travel news driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Winchester Road and Frenchman's Road both have motorway lights in place today. That's Northamptonshire Council carry out works. In South Harton, Elstead Road is closed. There's a diversion in place there. And lane closures of the A3 are back in force tonight. That's from 8 p.m. Both directions from Hambourne Roundabout. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty, Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.